And then on the second year, that was improving them skills of like group leadership and how to take a situation that isn't going well and improve it. And on the third year, it's CV writing and teaching us how to do our CVs and how to approach an interview. And yeah, it's just teaching us how to get ready for the next major step in our life.
And what's that next major step for you then?
The next major step in my life would be GCSEs and then moving on to the army. And yeah, that's it. That's as far as I want to look at the moment.
And do you think you would have achieved that? Yeah, your goals there, you're saying GCSEs, army. Do you think you would have got there without the Blue Sky Project and John Lincoln Trust?
No. I would have, but it would have been a lot harder than it is now. I wouldn't have been as confident as I am now if I hadn't been put on this course.
So you would recommend it to any youngster that's struggling and they've got the opportunity to join it, you would?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I use the skills that I've learnt now to help kids in my class that haven't been put on this course. So, yeah, it's definitely something that helps everyone.
Well, with me now is one of the newest patrons of the John Egan Trust. That's Air Vice Marshal Harvey Smith. Harvey, what made you decide you wanted to become patron of the Trust?
So actually, John was a very good friend of mine, and now we flew Harriers together way back when, and we flew on everything from combat ops in Afghanistan right through to training exercises, so I knew John very well. And it was an enormously sad and tragic event when he lost his life when he was displaying with the Reds, but the goodness that's come out of that with the development of the Trust and how the Trust has expanded over the last 7-8 years has just been amazing. I've been quite involved with the Trust right from the start because I knew John and Emma when we were all on Frontline Squadron together. So I was completely over the moon when Emma asked me recently, would I like to become a patron? So it's more of a privilege for me. I think it's brilliant. So because I get to now be more formally involved. B, because I think the Trust is just phenomenal. The things they do for youngsters is just out of this world. And C, I think the real inspiration is Emma. I think she's fantastic. So yeah, the whole thing's just been brilliant.
It is really a great opportunity, isn't it, for the youngsters to have this chance to be part of the Trust at the Blue Sky Project. Do you wish that something like that was around years ago?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can probably tell from my accent that I'm not from this part of the world. So I had the pleasure of growing up in Northern Ireland through the height of the Troubles. In fact, I grew up in Armagh. Through the height of the Troubles in the 70s and the 80s, and reflecting back on that now to lots of my friends and school friends that I grew up with, lots of those guys and girls, you know, I could see them go off the rails and maybe go into a life that was they just couldn't get themselves extricated from. And something like the John Egging Trust would have helped with that. And I can see that in my experience of JET and the Blue Skies initiatives and some of the outreach programs that the Trust does. When I was the station commander at Marham in Norfolk, we did quite a bit of work with local school and down the market. And there were some kids there that were just on the raggedy edge of going down the wrong road. And the Trust brought them right back into the right place, you know. Kids that were about to be expelled over a 2-3 year period through the Blue Skies program, turning themselves around to become the head boy of the school. And when you see something like that delivered with such passion from an organization that absolutely knows where its roots come from and is absolutely focused on doing the right thing by the kids, and it's all funded through donations. This isn't about profit making, it's about doing what's right for youngsters and allowing them to see their full potential and be the best they can be. That's excellent. You know, what better reward can you get than that?
Yeah, there's certainly some inspirational stories we're hearing. Emma told a couple, just been speaking to Josh as well. Are you getting that feedback from them, that the kids that are going through it are really inspired, that they're achieving what they didn't think they could achieve?
Yeah, I joined a team quite recently up at Royal Air Force Cranwell, and we actually had the good fortune to use some of the techniques that we in the Air Force use to determine whether someone has the right qualities to become an officer. There's a big hangar with all of these tasks inside, you know, two planks and a piece of rope and a shark-infested stream, and you have to get across with all your buddies type thing. And I remember doing that way back when I was trying to join the Air Force. And they're quite tricky tasks, but they really do help build your confidence and build teamwork. And, bring us maybe someone who's a bit shy and introverted, bring them out of themselves. And I spent the day with this team that was there. And I could see right at the start of the day when I said hello to them all, there's quite a few introverted kids there. And by the end of the day, they were far from it. And just having the opportunity to allow them to prove to themselves that they can do these things, even if it is crossing a shark-infested stream, it just gives them that confidence of, well, I can do this and I can make something of myself, rather than sitting back and waiting for the world to do it for them. It just gives them the confidence to grip it and do it themselves, which is exceptional.
So you would definitely advise any children maybe struggling a bit at school, maybe parents knowing their child is, or even teachers, to get involved with the John Eggen Trust?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't recommend it more highly. I think every kid that I've seen on it, and we're doing over 10,000 a year now, he's on the various programs, every single one of them benefits from it. It's as simple as that. And it's a free good, so why wouldn't you do it?
This is Richard Wyeth, and we've just been chatting to members of the John Eggen Trust here on Airshow International Radio.